From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to 237, with more than 300 wounded. It's the deadliest attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets, condemning Al-Shabaab, the militant group which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent, but the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. On Sunday, hundreds of residents marched to the scene of the attack, condemning the militant group. Hundreds were wounded, as we indicated, including VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Kadir Mohamed Abdulle. Abdulle sustained injuries to the neck, hand, and burns throughout his body, but he was in good spirits as he spoke to VOA about his condition. The Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the president believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff because the deadline for leaving has already passed. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area by midnight Saturday local time, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. This is VOA News. After more than six decades of moderate and centrist governments, Austria appears to be shifting to the right after conservative Sebastian Kurz and his People's Party won Sunday's parliamentary election. Reuters correspondent Pascal Davies reports.
The spotlight is on 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz, who's tipped to become one of the world's youngest leaders if he's voted in as chancellor. Despite his fresh face, the foreign minister has used a traditional line when it comes to immigration. He frequently reminds voters that he opposed opening borders in 2015. Kurz wants to restrict benefits for refugees and other new arrivals. The migration crisis playing into the hands of the far-right Freedom Party, whose candidates came close to winning last year's presidential runoff. The election stoking more concern among liberals about the rise of populism in Europe.
Kurz is now the Austrian foreign minister. He'll likely become Europe's youngest leader. Islamic State fighters have left the Syrian city of Raqqa after they reached a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. Hundreds of civilians have left Raqqa in recent days from the neighborhoods held by Islamic State fighters. They were taking advantage of the slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. Wildfires in the western American state of California's famed wine country continue to intensify, taking lives and destroying buildings. The death toll is now at least 39, with hundreds of others unaccounted for. This is Fire Captain Jimmy Bernal in Rancho, California.
The biggest thing is we have lost way too many people on this fire. And the intensity of the fire was incredible, so they're lost. And there's some multiple unaccounted for, so the potential of more fatalities is huge, which is very, very sad.
At least 16 fires are still building, burning, that is. One side of the fire zone stretched for 160 square kilometers. At least 5,700 homes and businesses, 10,000 firefighters are fighting the fire, and about 100,000 people have evacuated their homes. Some, however, have stayed behind. The nearby town of Santa Rosa saw massive evacuations after it was put under mandatory evacuation as wildfires continue to burn across a wide area north of the San Francisco Bay. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.